Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to boot the people that walk their dogs at night or in the evening, you know, in town here, and don't clean up after their dogs.
Thank you very much for your call.
Goodbye.
Not acceptable any time. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I just have a couple questions. There's a big controversy about seatbelts in these Broncos buses and sports teams.
Right.
Well, how many of the kids do you think would have used them if they had been on that bus? And do you think they would help when a semi smashes into you? It's tough. I wonder if there's studies been done or...
It's an interesting question.
Yeah. Well, there's such a controversy. You know, they're trying to rush it in. You know, it was in the books for 2020, I think they were saying, and now they're thinking of bumping it up. And if we fewer teenagers, would you have had your seatbelt on?
I'm glad you brought this up. Thanks for your call. Because, Russell Harold. The father of Adam Harold, who was one of the victims of the Humboldt bus crash, wants to see mandatory seatbelt use on buses much sooner than the original timeline of 2020, which is the government timeline. Harold says he doesn't see why the extended wait. Now, one of the questions that comes up with seatbelts on buses is forcing the passengers to wear them. And I know that one of the arguments is they do it on airplanes. But for one, there seems to be more of a... I don't know. There's more personnel on a plane to make sure that it's happening, but there's also the greater perceived danger of an airplane crash versus what can happen on a bus. Whether that's true or false, that's just the perception. And the old saying, well, you make them wear the seatbelts or throw them off the bus. Well, it seems like it might be a good solution. How would you like to have to be the bus driver to deal with that on a regular basis? It's easy to say, you know, here's what should happen, but then do you want to be the person who is required to make it happen? Anyway, let's go to the phone. Good morning. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. I have a big boot this morning.
Okay.
On Saturday, I was one of a group of 20-plus people touring an area north of Saskatoon. Our plans included taking a tour at a site near the Petroska Bridge. Our organizers had earlier booked the tour for 3 p.m. We arrived close after 3 and were told we couldn't take the tour, and furthermore informed that we should have been there at 2:30. However, our organizers were never advised of this. And to note here, too, not all of our tour participants were from the Saskatoon area. Some of them had arrived the night prior. Therefore, a boot, and a big one, to this outfit for not giving proper instructions at the time of booking and also denying us a visit. But on the positive side, our visits to other sites were most enjoyable as well as educational. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a big boot this morning for our two local TV stations, Global and CTV. I had the opportunity to see both of their weather forecasts on TV last night, and they couldn't have been totally different. Like, one had it raining on Friday and Saturday on the weekend coming up. The other one had a mix of sun and cloud, 27 every day. Like, don't they both get their weather forecasts from Environment Canada? Like, why are they so different?
Well, there are now, actually, it's interesting you bring that up, but there are more sources to get weather forecasts from than ever before. It used to be everybody used Environment Canada,
yeah.
But now there are, and they provide the weather forecast that they provide.
So which one's right?
If you can answer that question, my friend, you will be a wealthy, wealthy man.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I totally agree with the seatbelt and helmet. You should be enforced. And if there's none of that, it should be a fine. Just like drinking and also cigarettes, anything at the wheel. Yes, there should be fines if you don't obey the laws. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute, and I'm sure he's listening, Doug Ford. If any time that government's cut in half is a joyous occasion, thank you kindly.
Thank you very much for your call. Yes, talking about going after city council in Toronto, where they're looking at cutting it in half. There's much controversy over that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Tour de France. I need another beer.
306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. Just got to say, sometimes things get old. Anyway, talking about what's going on in the world. If you want to go to our website, cjwwradio.com, and you can have your say. The question today is, in all honesty, do you speed when you are in work zones? 67% say never. 23% admit that sometimes it does indeed happen. Go to our website, cjwwradio.com. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Well, I look outside, I look at the weather, and then I know it's nice. And then if I really need to get my weather details, I get it from CJWW. It's always right there.
You are a wise man. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just like to put out a big salute to all the volunteers that helped out at the Bruno Show in Shine yesterday to make it a huge success. Again, we had about 170 cars out there, and we had about 37 tractors and the vintage tractor pulls, and just a really good day. And a big salute to everybody from Bruno and the surrounding area that made that all possible.
That is fantastic. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to send out a great big salute to the people who water the plants along the streets and also pick up the garbage. I drive along Central Avenue there early in the morning, and they're out there picking up the papers and watering the plants. I know they get paid for it, but still, I'd like to give them a big salute. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Speaking of things get old, I hope Dave has bought his wife and kids a couple of pillows by now.
Yeah. All right. Hey, by the way, if you are going to buy some of the MyPillows, make sure you use the code CJWW. There you go. Okay, still a couple of minutes left. Calls, anything that's on your mind here on Boots and Salutes, we're open for 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. Some of the other things that might be of interest to you. Which side of the rider debate are you on? I can't wait till the sports coming up here at 8 o'clock, because Les has promised us some conversation with Chris Jones about the Riders' game plan, why they run the offense that they run, and what they're going to do against the Edmonton Eskimos. It's going to be interesting. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Why are most French people ignorant?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, could you tell me, do they charge... at South Place, do they charge them for parking?
At South Place, no, they don't.
They don't, so they should, because it's parking all over the place. They charge everybody for parking.
Good morning, Boots. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Big salute to the people of Aberdeen for putting on their Polka Fest on Friday and Saturday. They have a great building out there, beautiful floor. And they just, we had two different bands, great music, great people to socialize with, and food you wouldn't believe. So
nice.
it was a great weekend.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute all of the folks who take time to visit the artists on the Artisan Tour on 1240 and beyond that was this weekend, okay?
Thanks very much for your call. Hey, here's one other one that I want to share with you. It comes from the Why Are People Idiots file. Boaters on Okanagan Lake. Now, there are wildfires in BC like crazy. And so one of the ways that they fight the wildfires, especially in places like BC where you have those massive lakes so near, is they use the water bombers, right? They get down into the water, they scoop up the 3,000 liters of water sometime, and then they go drop it on the fire, swing around, and do it again. Well, the problem that they're having is that boaters on Okanagan Lake fail to see the danger of the giant plane coming down, and so the boaters are actually sometimes getting close to being in the way. Authorities have issued warnings and directives and everything under the sun. One of the firefighters says that it's their theory that it's actually thrill seekers who are trying to get as close as they can to the plane so that they can ride the big wakes that the big tankers make. You know, that's one of those thrills that you get once and then it ends horribly. Again, from the Why Are People Idiots file. That's another edition of Boots and Salutes. We'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place, with more of your thoughts right here on CJWW Boots and Salutes.